Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 18 July 2022, and welcome to tonight's program. I'm going to bring up a guest in a few minutes. I'm going to tell you she's a delight to speak with, and I admire her tenacity and the courage she's shown to run for governor in California. But don't go away. We're going to talk to Candace Taylor in just a few seconds here. Before we do that, though, make mention a couple of things, folks, that we're still offering. Going to be through the end of the month is our No Fear T-shirts. If you haven't seen what they look like, go to our website, PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Look there at the T-shirts that show up on the home page. You see what they look like. We are changing T-shirts out, so we're going to be changing the front of them, what says on them. So we have these up at below cost, $10 a piece, any size. Now, we should have some of all sizes left, as far as I know. But, folks, if you want to get a T-shirt, you just have to let us know. Call us toll-free at 800-777-4403. Or if you can call toll, that'd be great, 304-846-4448. Love to hear from you. But, like I said, we're doing our best to get the office T-shirts at a rate you can afford one. Give us your size. Use credit card, debit card, or if you want to write a check, just call in and say, hey, tell Pastor Butch to send me a size large, and we'll do it, okay? We'll hold it for you until your check comes in. $10, folks. We're asking for those. And, of course, we're still offering the books. I've written 6 books. We'll have 5 left in stock. I'm getting ready to do a little more moving around with them. You can get all 5 books, $25 delivered to your door. And believe me, postage went up the other day. It's going to be a better day all the time. If postage are paid, you're doing really well, Dave, by anything you do. And that is a fact. And we are also going to offer again a book we haven't offered for a while, written by Matt Tiemann, entitled Once Saved, Always Saved. That myth that people make up from scriptures. The book's available, folks, and they were donated to us, so we're letting them go just for cover postage, basically. $5 or $6 if you can do that. You might want to get a copy of this book to read for yourself, share with the family, okay? Available again for $5. Just call us 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Oh, one more thing. Don't forget, Dr. Carrie Madej would like to receive some Get Well cards. She asked me to have you send them to us, and we'll forward them to her. Dr. Carrie Madej, if you all know who she is, a very courageous lady in battle for health rights and the truth behind COVID and all the other nonsense, was in a plane crash a couple weeks ago, and she's recovering at home. But Get Well card would be appreciated, and I know she would love to have them. So you just write to us here, send it to us. I promise you'll forward it right to her. Now to our guest. Lady got to speak to maybe last Thursday or Friday, I don't remember sure. We talked probably for near a half an hour. She's a lady from Georgia, and I love her accent. We kind of match, and I love that. Most folks make fun of us. To me, it's heaven to hear that accent. But anyway, she has just had experience of running for governor of Georgia, and wait till she tells you what They thought about pinning on her. It just happened last week. So anyway, Miss Candace Taylor, are you there?
I am, Pastor. I'm so glad to be with you. I can't wait to talk to your followers. And thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome, honey. You really are. And I have got one of the best listeners in the world. I do. And intelligent. That's why I'm surprised you listen to me. But they do. But anyway, well, I can make one more announcement before we get also, folks. I promise Kevin Gallagher of Truth Be Told Radio Network, I announced this. I don't even know how you do this now, folks. But if you go to rumble.com, rumble, like in rumble in a fight, rumble.com, and type in Truth Be Told Radio Network, or TBTRN, you'll be able to find all of our teachings and Bible studies, all that on there, too. Our programs will be on there if you listen to. Things are censored from Facebook. Won't be censored from Rumble.com. Rumble.com, and type in TBTRN. That's Truth Be Told Radio Network. And check out what's going on there. Now, I promised Kevin to do that, and I didn't. I almost forgot, Kevin. Sorry. But now, back to the lady we're talking to again. Candace Taylor, Candace, I got to ask you, before we get into what you just tried to do and why you tried to do it, and you have to be almost insane to do it, but anyway, tell us a little bit about your past and where Candace come from.
Well, I'm from South Georgia, and I'm an educator. I've been in education for 20 years. I have 3 children. I have a husband. He's a high school teacher. I've been a school counselor most of my career. I'm an administrator now at the Board of Education in my hometown. And I'm a patriot. I love Jesus. And I ran on Jesus, guns, and babies as my slogan because I love all three. And I'm so excited about Roe versus Wade and the Second Amendment being upheld in the Constitution with the Supreme Court, and with prayer being upheld with the coach that prayed over his team that got fired. All that happened within a week. It was like my whole campaign slogan was fulfilled. So Jesus, I think he honored that. We ran hard and spoke Jesus, guns, and babies all over the state of Georgia, and morality over money. So in Georgia, we have a lot of corruption, a lot of corrupt politicians that are bought off to China. They push out down here. They're pushing solar panel farms and Rivian lithium battery plants funded by George Soros and Amazon. Mm-hmm. And so we have a mess with all Republican leadership that make any sense.
Well, after you figure it out, and I'm sure you already started to figure it out, Candace, both of them are just about the same side. Maybe a little different color in the feathering, but they're both the same bird.
Same establishment to establishment. That's right.
That's right. Before getting into it, again, I want to ask you who you were from the past. I mean, why you decided to run. You mentioned that you're the head of the school board.
I work at the Board of Education. I'm student services. I handle DFACS, DJJ. I'm the homeless liaison. I do a lot with abused kids, domestic violence, attendance. A lot of I work with the neediest population in the school system.
Okay. Well, I just wondered, you know, being in a position like that, do you hear a lot of rumors about what's happening in the schools and about the race-based education? And the parents are finally starting to oppose it. Are you involved in any of that? Do you know what's going on there?
Well, we're blessed down here. We're in the Bible Belt, and we have a lot of conservatives, even Democrats that vote Democrat. They're conservative. They love the Lord. And really, we just want to, you know, be left alone and take care of our families and pay taxes. But I love politics, been studying it my whole life, love the government, love history, and I love the Constitution. So I got interested because Dr. Ben Carson spoke when I got my PhD in counseling, and he talked about political correctness was killing our society, and the moral fabric of our society was being rewritten because we're just not wanting to say anything to offend anybody, and we got to stop that or we're going to lose our country. And he talked about the national debt, which we've seen skyrocket since COVID. And, you know, he taught those two things were going to be the downfall of America, and that's what we're seeing. He was right. That's what we're seeing all over the country now. And so I knew I was going to get involved one day. That was 10 years ago when I got my PhD. I didn't know that it would have been this quick, but I felt like we're going to lose our freedom if we don't get involved now. And I wish there was a Jesus-loving alpha male that would stand up and do it and not be, you know, corrupt and get in this good old boy system in Georgia, but just nobody stood up. So I said, okay, Lord, I'll do it, and I won't be bought. And so I did that as hard as I could for a year and a half, and We had thousands of volunteers. We had a grassroots movement like you've never seen. But we had a lot of issues with our election, and I think until we get rid of this voting system we have with electronic voting, we're never going to see fair legal voting again.
Well, you know, you said something there that I highly admired when you said you'd like to have an alpha male lead as it's supposed to. And I appreciate that. America has a lack for men. And we have a lot of males, mistakes with zippers. We have very few men left in this country today. And I know people that they get offended about that. I'm sorry about that. I'm telling the truth. If we had real men of character and Christian character and integrity, we wouldn't be in this mess right now. Unfortunately, we're lacking greatly for that.
You know, my husband, Pastor, he said what he is seeing going with me, which he's the one that encouraged me to run because he don't care anything about talking in front of people and doing all that. But he said, you know, what I see is a bunch of weak men. They all, you know, act like feminine. They don't act masculine. And they let women run things and they pretend like they're in control, but really all they're doing is making backroom deals. And my husband said he wouldn't be any a part of that. He's like, I wouldn't run because there ain't no way I'd fit it with that. And I think that's what a lot of alphas feel like. And I've heard it all over the state. They're watching the people who's elected and they don't want to be any part of that system. So they got to take the system back and they got to do it one seat at a time. They can't just let these good old boys have it and their big money and their backroom deals. They've got to say, no, we're patriots and we're going to fight for our country, and you're not going to take our freedom and trample on it.
Well, you know, just watching the local news a little while ago, and they said that for the first time, at least in our state, the school boards, and my other states too probably, are going to be very important elections. It's not going to be something that you're just going to take for granted. So if the school boards, and folks, there's a true story. I mean, with the school boards kind of control the school system while they're in there, good members of that could change the country from the educational side if they could do that. But so if school board members are that important, then you run for governor of a state, and you run against a stacked deck, so to speak, would that be a fair thing to say?
Oh, yeah, incumbent. But he's one of the most hated governors in the country, Brian Kemp. But 70% of his budget is education, so I understand education. And you're right. What's happened is the Marxist agenda is to take every aspect of society, but when they can get our schools, they've won. And we have this social-emotional learning in our schools that pushes communism, that pushes this transgenderism. We have the comprehensive sex education, and we have the indoctrination of our kids with the racial thing. Now, I can't remember, it's left me. Critical race theory. Golly.
Oh, yes.
And that, you know, that's been around for decades, but that's been this huge new push trying to cause racial division in our country. And that has been infiltrated in every single school system. We didn't even know. And what happened was during COVID, parents had their kids homeschooling them because they couldn't go to school, and they realized the trash that was being taught through this curriculum and these textbooks and these books on the libraries that was pushing this transgenderism and the racial divide, and they were like, we're not having this. What in the world are y'all teaching our kids? And so school parents started getting involved in school board meetings. And so you're right. School board meetings they've become a hot place in many, many places across the country, and we're seeing school board seats overturned in a lot of states, not in Georgia, because in Georgia, I think every incumbent, from the county commissioner to the school board to the House to the Senate, they all stayed, which is impossible, but that happened in Georgia. So
say that again.
In Georgia, as far as I know, I don't know one incumbent who lost.
None.
I'm talking about, we have 159 counties. I don't know one. I have not heard of one. Now, I know some that were new seats that they lost in a runoff, but not straight up. They were an incumbent and they lost right out on May 24th, which was our primary election.
Not one in 100. Not one in
159 counties.
Wow.
I haven't heard of one. I've asked all over, trying to see, because there was some incumbent algorithm, apparently. There had to have been something, because there's no way, after Donald Trump lost, which we know he didn't lose, but after that happened, and then all the issues with school boards, there's no way that every single incumbent won. No way.
The odds against that are incomprehensible. That can't be done. Mathematically, it's not possible. I mean, this is just too great a number.
they were too blatant about it. You know, Brian Kemp won with 74%.
Obviously.
Well, he won with 74%. There's no way no governor's ever won with 74%. And everybody was so angry with him. There's no way. And then Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, that won with 50-something%, and he couldn't even go give speeches, him or Brian Kemp, without being booed off the stage. There's just no way. And the people know that.
Obviously they do, but they also know, as you said, about the stolen election in 2020 also. But that's just, it happens. And unless you say, like you said, unless you change, get away from the computer system that can be pre-programmed, there's no chance to go back counting ballots manually and precinct by precinct. There's no chance. But when you're running for governor, were you given any unwanted attention by the other side or by press?
Oh, gosh. You know, not while I was running, because they didn't want to give me any of the whole motivation was don't say Candace Taylor. Don't say her name, because they didn't want anybody to know that there was a real candidate that wouldn't be bought. They wanted to hide me because I'm not an establishment candidate. They can't control me. I'm a loose cannon. I represent the people. I'm talking about a bottom-up government and the people running things and empowering the people to get involved in their meetings and go to the Board of Election meeting, the County Commissioner meeting, and school board, and push and push and do affidavits and do notices and email and, you know, go out there with picket. I mean, I'm like, you know, pushing the people to take their country back. And so they didn't want me. They weren't going to talk about me.
Right.
But one thing that did happen is after I supposedly lost and ended up with 3.4% of the vote, which is a joke, then they have these Georgia Guidestones that are satanic, high place in Georgia and northeast Georgia that got struck by lightning.
Uh-huh.
And after that happened, I have a media storm of national media that's saying, calling me a terrorist, saying that they know I did it, saying that she called for me to be destroyed, because I came out with a video and said that my 10th executive order, I had done 9 executive orders on education, on adoption, on all kind of things, and that my 10th one was going to be to remove funding from Elbert County, which is where the Guidestones are located, until they, as a county, decided to take them down, be a bulldozer. Because they're satanic. And the Bible says to get rid of the high places.
That's right.
So this was going to be done when I won, and when Elbert County decided they wanted to be funded from the state, that they would remove them themselves. And they got struck by lightning, and all of a sudden, the media saying that I did it, which is slander and defamation, and, you know, they're going to have something coming to them from that. But.
Well, are you familiar with Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer?
I'm not familiar with that.
Coach Dave's out of Ohio. He was in trouble many years ago for praying with his football team on the field. And they went to court, and he resigned the position, but he eventually won the case. But anyway, he's on radio sharing this. He and his group were down in Georgia a couple weeks ago or sometime back praying in the name of God that place had come down. I mean, they were literally praying for it. And I know they're not the first group to do that, but many people have been praying for those
people. No, they came all the time praying.
Yeah, that's right. And then the lightning struck it. And you can watch it on video, folks. You can see that lightning struck it. It wasn't blew up. If it had been a bomb there, Candace been arrested, so would Coach Dave and the rest of them for praying against this. I mean, there was no bomb.
Right.
I mean, they've been all the place looking for you. But it was struck by lightning, an act of God. That was an act of God. And it proves it was an act of nature. Well, nature is God, then. How's that? The God of nature had let it happen. So this happened by
prayer.
He's
God all by himself. And what's the percentage of lightning to strike in a spot?
Yes, I agree.
Then they tore them down via bulldozer. They excavated them down within 12 hours, and then they struck by lightning.
Why was that, I wonder? What's a rush?
I mean, if it was a crime scene, they'd be surrounded with yellow tape.
Sure. So,
all I know is I was telling my husband, I said, oh, my gosh. I said, they just tore them all the way down. He said, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And I'm like, they're on the news saying that I had something to do with this. And he said, well, I just prayed that all of them would come down and they'd be done with it. And then they took them all down.
So, there's something behind that even. I don't know what it is, but I do know that the county wants to rebuild.
Yeah.
So they want to rebuild. That's a fact. Well, they said drew a lot of tourists to the county. Oh, what a sad, sad statement that is from a county in the Bible Belt saying that we will put up demonic temples to draw more visitors into the state. I mean, that is sad. That is so sad, Candace.
I have a great idea for them that'll draw a bunch of people, even more, is the biggest cross that's ever been placed in North America in that same spot.
That'd be great.
Huge.
That'd be great. Yes, something like 200 feet tall or something that they never saw before.
Yeah.
I understand
that. Yeah,
that's
the granite capital of the world. They make granite there. They have all this granite. They do a huge granite cross, and everybody will come see it. More people will come than they ever thought of.
Well, and during the race, were you ever taken as a serious threat to the point that maybe the other side tried to discourage you or anything like that?
Oh, gosh, yes. They tried everything. They had Congress people call me, try to get me to, switch to another race, run for school superintendent, run for something else, offer me money. You'll probably get a couple $1 million of PAC money. We can get you an endorsement, move races, whatever. It was always something, trying to talk me out, trying to discourage me. And, I told them I was bought and paid for the blood of Jesus. I was good. I don't need their money. I don't care anything about that. I was running for the people. And, it's crazy. So after that happened, the Guidestones fell. Wednesday will be 2 weeks. So Guidestones fell on Wednesday by lightning, struck by lightning. And on Monday, which was this past Monday, 1 week ago, my house was swatted. You know what that is?
Oh, yes, I know what that is. So the stones come down, and Wednesday and Monday, they come through your door, storming through your door.
Yeah. So what happened, I was getting out of the shower. It was around midnight. I was actually up late. I was on the phone with an attorney talking about defamation with all this other stuff. And my husband had just laid down, and I was brushing my teeth, and my 17-year-old was in bed. My 14-year-old was asleep. My 5-year-old was asleep. My 17-year-old comes in there and is like, Mama, there's cleats everywhere. And I said, well, baby, there's probably a wreck at the road because we're a good ways about an acre off the road. And I thought he could see the blue lights. And he said, no, there's people in our yard with rifles pointed at the house. I said, what? And he was very upset, distraught, like, Mama, are they coming to arrest you? I said, well, baby, I have no idea. I don't know why they'd be here. I said, let me get dressed. So I got my clothes on, and we went to the hallway, which we're upstairs, and we have like 12 cameras around our property. And there are literal officers all around my house with pistols drawn, rifles drawn at all my windows and doors.
Wow.
And so I call 911, and I'm like, this is Candace Taylor. There are officers all around my house with guns pointed at it, and I need to put them down immediately. What is going on? She said, well, you called, ma'am. I said, no, I haven't called. She said, well, it was a text message. I said, no, ma'am. Well, it was from a texting app. I said, that should have been your first red flag right there. She said, well, they said that you had shot your husband 5 times and you were going to shoot yourself. And I said, well, here's my husband. And so my husband talked to her. I said, we have not done anything. We're here, in the bed. I said, I ran for governor. I had a huge issue with the media last week. I have a stalker. I have death threats every single day from satanic groups. And I said, so you need to look into who you're coming to before you just show up and point guns at their house. So she kept telling me I had to come out the front door. And I said, I'm not coming out the front door. She said, yes, ma'am, you have to. I said, no, ma'am, I will not come out the front door so you can shoot me. I said, put the rifles down. I will not. And so I'm sitting here thinking, if I go out there with my gun, my Second Amendment to protect my house, they're going to kill me.
Yep.
If I don't go out there with my gun, they could kill me anyway. Because people
That's right.
get swatted and get killed all the time. All the time.
That's true.
So I'm like, okay, well, so we went back and forth. I got to the front door with my husband. I made the kids stay upstairs. And guns still pointed at the door now. And we're in the glass right there in the front. And one of the investigators up there knows me. I know him from doing safety at the school board. I've known him for years. And I said, I'm not opening the door. And he's like, you have to open the door. I said, here I am. Here's my husband. We're not shot. that call was a lie. And I'm telling you, if you don't have a warrant, you're not coming in my house. And I'm not opening the store. And he said, you have to, kept on and on. I said, well, I'm not coming outside. He said, well, just open the door and I'll come in. So I let him come in, him and another officer, and then the sheriff came in. And then finally they told him to put the guns down outside. But this went on, I'm talking about 20 to 30 minutes. And
You were standing in front of the door with your husband. Neither one had obviously been injured. And there was a call called in that you shot your husband five times and was going to shoot yourself. And they were there because of that reason. And even with the local sheriff there, who I'm sure knows who you are, and the many, many people that... pardon?
He goes to church with me. He knows my cell phone number.
And probably a lot of people there involved in the SWAT team itself knew you. And you probably knew some of them. And they had guns pointing at you for half an hour, and they're your neighbors?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And then when we get downstairs and they can see us that we're fine, they still have the guns pointed and will not stop. And I'm telling them, do you have a warrant? Is it signed by a judge? You have no constitutional right in my house. I said, I am fully armed upstairs, and I can't come down here and defend my house, or you're going to shoot me. But you're outside pointing guns at my house. There is nothing going on here. Someone lied to you in a text message, and you're swatting my house, and people die from this.
Yep.
And they would not stop until they came inside my house and walked through my entire house.
You say they. Who was they?
Two officers and the sheriff came inside, and there were all, you know, officers outside. There were about 18 cars in my front yard.
And the sheriff was one of the ones... The sheriff was one of the ones who went through the house, and he knows you, go church you, and he went through the house just like he knew there was a crime scene there.
Well, he stood in the front room with me while the other guys walked through.
Did you ever get an apology?
Nope. Never called me back. I've defended them on interviews all week long, but they've yet to call me. No humility. And, you know, I understand they thought they had a legit call. I get it. But when you got here to my house, you know it's me. I'm not telling you I didn't make the call. My husband's talking to you. My children were asleep. You traumatized my whole household.
Right.
And you can see us, and then you keep pushing. At some point, it should register in your brain it went too far.
Well, now, so not even the sheriff said we made a mistake. I mean, no one ever said anything about it. And he goes church with you.
He said, I've never heard of swatting. I didn't even know what this was. He said, we're just responding. Don't you want to come if you call us? I said, yeah, if I call you. I didn't call you. And I said, so I understand you came here thinking there was an emergency. I get it. But now you know there's not, and y'all still forced your way in my house. Had we been asleep, you would have kicked the door down. We wouldn't have heard it.
Been a gunfight or something. Who knows?
Yes.
Hang on through the break, please, Candace. This is amazing. Folks, we're going to take phone calls. If you want to talk to Candace, please call in. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We're talking to Candace Taylor, candidate for governor of Georgia.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Media experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code Butch.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, or furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistant summer at gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistant summer at gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back. And my goodness, what a powerful interview with a courageous lady. My name is Candace Taylor. She was a candidate for governor of Georgia and obviously got robbed out of, if you will, put that way, out of the office, at least have a fair vote. And if you want to call and talk to us, the phone line is open, 844-769-2944. I'm talking to Candace Taylor, like I said. Before we went to break, we're discussing the fact that she got swatted from a guy she goes to church with, a sheriff that goes to church with. And at least seven or eight other people out of the 30 or so were there that knew her. Come in, had guns pointed at her, swatted her home, potentially put their children's life at risk, not to mention Chris Candace and her husband, but the children, all the people's lives there were at risk because of this damnable foolishness, and not one so-called Christian she goes to church with, I'm talking to you, Sheriff, not one of you have the backbone to say, I was wrong, we messed up, forgive us, and I'm so sorry. Not one of them. And yet they want to call themselves brothers in Christ. Folks, I don't believe that for a minute. Candace, so after this happened, what time of night did they finally decide to pack up and leave?
Yeah, with the other officers, maybe they'd stay and talk for like 20 minutes and de-escalate the situation because they knew that they'd never had this happen before. They'd never heard of swatting. And I think they were traumatized, too, that they came to my house and had weapons pulled all on my house. Because when you pull your gun out, you better be ready to use it.
Yep.
You don't pull a gun if you're not ready to use it. That's what I've always been taught. And I was raised by a GBI agent. So if you pull a gun on my house, you need to be ready to use it. And so they're ready to use weapons. And like I told you before the break, pointed at my 17-year-old's window because he moved and saw them outside. And they were looking at the home video actually right now. My husband, the first time we've seen it in a week, we finally got it pulled off. We have 12 cameras around the outside the house, and you can hear the audio. And they were saying, please come out of the house. Come out of the house right now with your hands held up. And they were saying all this stuff to me, but we didn't hear it. We didn't know that any of it was going on. So when my son saw the lights, he pulled this curtain back, and on the video you can hear him say, put your hands up. And had the rifle pointed at his window. So what if when he moved, they shot him?
You know, this sounds like a bunch of trigger-happy morons to me.
It looks like that on this video.
What else do you say? And now maybe they didn't know at first. I'll give them a little bit of benefit out. Maybe they didn't know that you hadn't shot your husband and ready to shoot yourself. But once you come to the door in plain sight and he stood there beside you, and you explained to him what happened, they still kept the guns pointed at it. There is no excuse. That is beyond idiotic. That is insane. They should be arrested for endangering people's lives with this foolishness. I hope you do take him to court. Hope you win a ton of money and get satisfaction out of this. But again, sis, I'd have a hard time talking to a sheriff or calling him brother that did this to me and didn't even apologize later after it happened. I don't care how shocked he was. That's been a week now or thereabouts.
It's been a week tonight at midnight. There's no excuse for no humility, because if I had guns pointed at someone, I would have to say, listen, we didn't know, are you okay? You know, what's going on? Because my children were crying, hysterical. When I called 911 and said, there are people surrounding my house, why? And I said, I have not made a call. This is my cell phone number. Here is my husband. My husband's talking to 911. We're fine. And I ran for governor. I've had death threats. I'm telling her all these things. We're listening to her, and she never told them back. She says, the female called, and she's saying she's not leaving the house. She didn't make the call. But she never said, listen, she ran for governor. She's had death threats. She has subpoenas mad at her.
And I talked to her husband.
I talked to her husband.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then when we go downstairs, you're right. We're at the front door, Pastor Butch, and they can see us. And they still pushed to come in the house.
Well, now, that story's unbelievable, folks. I mean, you're talking to a lady who was running for governor of the state of Georgia and meeting people all over the state, thousands of them, and they seemed to love her. And now she just got swatted for no reason at all. And I'm going to give the radio operator that answered you, supposed to answer 911, the benefit of that also. Maybe she did get a text, like she said, off when the text, whatever you call it, that she should be able to read through. Maybe she did, but this all could have been made up, faked out, to put you in jail, maybe for brandishing a weapon in the face of armed officers, or maybe had you in the ground by now. I don't know. It was absolutely uncalled for.
It's a murder.
And yes,
the GBI does know. The GBI does know. They called me Saturday. They know who did it, and they're gonna get that handled this week. And I can't, say I don't know the person, obviously, but they do know. They traced it down, and they know who made the call or the text, the voice that came through as a call. But I also had a lady reach out to me via email yesterday. And her son was Andrew Finch, and he is on a new Netflix documentary because he was swatted, and he was shot. He didn't have a gun in his hands. He went to the door, opened the door, and the police shot him, and he died. And Andrew's mother reached out to me via email, and she says, please get in touch with me as I'm wanting to save lives with your help. She's wanting to do some kind of legislation to protect people from being swatted.
Wow. I'm saying that simply because we have to pass legislation to stop the illegal movements, unlawful movements of a law enforcement agency. Now, great. But to me, that should be something that's just kind of redundant. You just don't do those things. That's it, period. But, pass legislation. That's wonderful.
Well, they need specialized training. They have never had this happen before. And I've been saying, we need specialized training. Well, because I've said that, people's gotten angry with me. I said, I love law enforcement. I back the blue. I have fought for them for 2 years campaigning. 100%. We need to protect their jobs. They need to make more money. They're risking their life. However, they've never heard of swatting. The criminal do them. They need specialized training because they about killed my family.
I hear you. Well,
the enemy weaponized them against me.
That's true. And I'm saying this out of total love and compassion. I'm not saying this to make anybody angry. But they're bringing many ex-military combat veterans to be policemen. And folks, the Army isn't trained to say throw up your hands. No, they're aimed to destroy, kill, destroy. That's what they're made for. That's what they're training for. So to put ex-military and law enforcement with guns can be very dangerous. How do you know that? I'm also ex-military. And they never told us to look for a warrant to go in anywhere. You just went in and tore it up. That's what we were supposed to do. So I'd say that out of total love and compassion for everybody. I'm not trying to make anybody angry, but law enforcement should not be made up of ex-military that have not, as Candace said, at least been retrained that they're no longer in the military. They're in civil law enforcement under the laws of the state and the Constitution. They should be told that. Of course they're not. They don't even read the Constitution. But anyway,
you're a peace officer. You're a peace officer.
Yes, exactly.
You got to keep peace. If you're having domestic violence, that's a very emotional, traumatic thing. If it had been true, you don't come like that. There's three kids in this house.
That's exactly right. I totally agree. And you said you were threatened by people that didn't like you because you ran on a moral basis of God's word?
Absolutely, yeah. I got transgender. I have a lot of issues with the transgender community. The furries, I don't know if you've heard of furries, but they're individuals who identify as an animal, and they make animal noises and use litter boxes, and they hate me. And then, because I say it's ridiculous, they shouldn't be in public school systems. I mean, if they want to do that hobby outside when they're adults, that's fine, but it's very sexualized. It's rooted in Japanese anime porn, and it's not appropriate for public education. And so because I stood on that, and I stood against transgenderism being pushed on our kids and the sexualization, even heterosexualization, any sexualization being pushed on primary age children, elementary age children, it's not appropriate. God's word says you do it to the children, you do it to him, and we don't take kids innocent. That's wrong. It's evil.
Amen.
And I stood on that. I stood against satanic worship and demonic monuments that's a high place. When you stand against that kind of stuff, you get pushback from people that are very loud. You have about a 1% left-wing radical group that are very loud.
Well, and they don't know that they literally are the children of Satan. They may not know it, but they are servants of Satan. They truly are. I mean, this is getting to the point now that our children are not even safe in they still aren't totally safe in the womb. Not by any means, not even close. But they're not as safe in a school where you put them in as 4 and 5 and 6 year olds. They go in there with their minds made out of mush, and they're told that they can decide whether they're boys or girls, and they can change from boy to girl, and they're told all this, and they're not even old enough to know their ABCs yet, but they're teaching them this kind of nonsense, this kind of filth. Yeah, I get angry. Yeah, I'm a pastor, and I don't care who knows, I'm angry. It's enough is enough, and I'm fed up with it myself personally. I'm sick of it. I know that Candace is also. That's why she ran for office. We better take a phone call before we're in our time and start preaching here. Let's go to...
I know it.
Let's go to Sherry in Arkansas. Sherry, come on in.
Good evening. I just have one question. Was your sheriff at church with you that next weekend?
He was not there yesterday at church, actually. If he was, I didn't see him. I looked for him, didn't see him.
I'm sure he didn't quit church. Okay. I'm sure he didn't quit church.
Well,
he probably back there.
He may have been out of town.
Maybe he has some shame.
We hope so.
Hopefully he has shame.
But what does that say about our sheriffs that don't necessarily know us and that we don't go to church with?
good point, Sherry.
Yeah.
Very good point. Yeah. Kind of scary point, but good point.
Yes, but I'm so sorry what your family went through.
Thank you, Sherry. Just pray for us. Pray for the kids. It was very traumatic. And tell people so that it doesn't happen to someone else. Tell them if this happens and the police show up, call 911 immediately and tell them, I did not call for these people. Why are they outside my house?
Okay. Any more comments, Sherry? Questions?
No. But you just be blessed, and I'm glad your family is safe.
Well, thank you, Sherry.
What a sweet call.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was a very sweet call. Thanks, Sherry.
Yes, she is.
And I've found that in our listening audience, most people are compassionate people. They want to try to help others. And they're just like you are than I am. They're fed up with this. They're sick of it. They're tired of it. And it's nonsense. Shouldn't have been tolerated. And we'll get back to the phone call in a minute. I promise we'll get to Mick just in a second. But we have a Supreme Court justice coming on board that can't tell a woman from a man from a woman. And she said so when she was before Congress. She wasn't a biologist. She couldn't tell a man from a woman. And she's going to be on the Supreme Court, sis. I don't think they're going to make rulings that glorify Christ. What do you think?
Hey, she could not identify that a female has a vagina and a male has a penis. I mean, I literally was like, where are we? We're in the twilight zone.
We are.
This is out of control.
Deuteronomy 28:28, God said, I'll smite them with madness. I think it's happened. I really do.
When you come out of your mother's womb, the doctor says male or female based on genitalia. It's not rocket science.
Well, no, but you know that's changed now. You know that now that men can have babies also.
I mean, it's insane.
It is insane.
A birthing parent. I'm a birthing parent. Now I'm a mama and I'm a woman. This is crazy.
It is crazy. And I thank you for the courage to say that and probably offended other women who won't be like me. And let's go to Mick in Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Hey.
Y'all didn't sound like he was hit by the Mossad. That's their most operandi.
Well, it very well could be.
They do control some of the police departments, not some, all the PDs here in America, and some sheriff departments.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Mick.
And that's who teaches them how to do this nonsense.
Well, you know, the whole political system from top to bottom, and I shouldn't say that, 95% of the political system has been corrupted. No matter who's done it, it's been corrupted. The guy she goes to church with is her sheriff, and he's part of the, well, I mean, not necessarily part of the SWAT, but he's there when they're there, and with the guns pointed at this lady and her husband and at her children, and he doesn't do anything to stop it right away. What's wrong with this?
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Mick. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. And folks, a very good call. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Hey, Butch, you there?
I'm here, sir.
Oh, good. Yeah, don't you just like what America's following? I mean, this is absolutely a way. Somebody, there's got to be some federal payoffs about all this. And you know what?
Yeah.
And they are not sure. They're the Gestapo. That's Gestapo tactics.
Yes, it is.
Because that is not a peace officer, or that's in communist China, under the police. What they do in China with no warrant. It's incredible where America's going, Butch.
Very quickly, also.
You know what it showed me? That I lost my Second Amendment right when they showed up outside my door, because if I had came down to protect my house, or my husband had came down to protect our house, we would have been shot immediately. And so we're innocent, didn't make a call, and if we came down the stairs with a gun to protect our property, which is our Second Amendment right that shall not be infringed upon, we would have been killed.
That's right.
That's
absolutely
how easy they took it.
And you know something, Butch? Did you know, remember in Los Angeles a few years ago when they were hiring convicts on the police force in Los Angeles? And what that led to?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Yes, I do.
We're under globalist tyranny now. And I think the sheriffs in this county, the good ones out there, better wake up. Because we're going under the UN. If we get under that, it's over for this country.
It's over for the sheriff also. Everybody.
Take a stand.
Yes. Very good call. Thank you, Chris. Good call. Appreciate
it.
Thank you. Bye. Folks, if you want to call and talk in, you can still talk about 5 minutes left at 844-769-2944. Well, Candace Taylor, you have been in a battle. You're still in a battle. Has the other side relented any since the election is over?
But they've been really quiet. It's crazy because you got the biggest election in the country between Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams, and nothing's being said. It's kind of eerie. It's like, okay, who's the select one? Are they going to select Brian again? Are we selecting Stacey? Like, what's going on? Because we know it's not an election at this point. We know it's a selection process.
That's very true. That's very true. And sad to say, people don't want to hear this either, I'm sure, but it doesn't change it. Sad to say, that's pretty much par for the whole country now, with all the elections, so-called elections. It's what's come down to.
And we've realized this, you know, Pastor Buchan, if we don't get fair legal voting in our country, we have no country. That's our highest right of our land, is our right to vote. And if we don't have it secure and legal, we're not a constitutional republic anymore. We're done.
We haven't been for quite a while. Yeah, we haven't been quite a while, unfortunately. And that's sad, but it's true. But anyway, so we got a couple minutes left here. What is your next move? Are you going to run for office again? Maybe local office? What's your plans on that?
I will not run until they get rid of these machines. Unless the Lord says you have to do this, because it was ridiculous. You're wasting people's money. I raised $500,000. I'm wasting people's money running, working my butt off, putting 95,000 miles on my car, strain on my family, and they're going to cheat. So it's like, you know, it's to me, I brought awareness. I gave speeches and told people, you know, their constitutional rights and helped them wake up. And that was great. And God used me in that way. But I just don't think I'll run right now until they do something else. I would love to serve the people as a public servant. I've been a public servant for 20 years as an educator. But I would love to give the power back to the people. It's our government. We need people that'll do that, that won't be corrupt and bought off. But we got to get rid of these machines, and we got to secure voting. I am working. I'm doing a show. It's on Rumble, and it's the Dr. Candace Taylor Show, and that's on all my social media platforms. And I actually got 4 sponsors already, and so we've had 2 episodes. It's on Thursday night at 8 p.m., and so your listeners can go check it out. The Dr. Candace Taylor Show. I have a new media network called The Voice of the People. And so I'm starting that, and I'm still working at the board office and trying to figure out where I'm going from there.
All right. Let's take another call real quick. Let's go to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Right, and so glad you're having Candace on. I was up on her website just a few minutes ago, and she's got a good website up there. I urge everyone to go up there and check out Candace Taylor's website. And, ma'am, I put you and your family on my prayer list. I'm even older than Pastor Butch. I'm 75 and military veteran of the Air Force and the Army. And Pastor Butch's and my friend, who is deceased, was the highest decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history at the time. wrote a tremendous book, Operation Vampire Killer 2000, in which he basically, Pastor Butch, prophesied all of this stuff that's coming down the pike right now, the militarization of our police, etc. And I would urge everyone to please check out Candace's website. And again, you and your family are on my prayer list. And Pastor Butch, thank you for having Candace on, and God bless you both. And my prayers, and please, everyone, please support Pastor Butch. He has very good guests on, and he's having Coach Dave on pretty soon, too, to up in Myers. So God bless you, Pastor Butch, and thank you, Candace, for everything you're standing for.
Well, thank you for your service, and thank you for going and checking out the website, and I appreciate you for coming on tonight.
Thank you, Daryl. Talk to you soon. Now, I'm meeting with the gentleman tomorrow, Candace.
Pennsylvania has some issues, too. Pennsylvania's voting pretty
absolutely
bad.
Not many states don't have a lot of issues today. I'm meeting with the gentleman tomorrow, matter of fact. He's a therapeutic, I'm going to say physician. I don't know enough about what he does yet to understand. But he's running for office here in the state of West Virginia. He's independent. His name is Dr. Lee Forbes. And he's, like I said, running because he said, I don't want to be partakers of either party. I won't be bought. And they've already picked their pre-picture candidate anyway. And the ones that they choose, like you said, they get selected who they want. So then the voters get selected who want dumber. But so he's running as independent. And I am trying my best to help these folks. I mean, I have some outreach here, and of course, where I live in this local area. So I'm going to advertise on Wednesday night that he's running for office here in this area. After that, I'm going to have Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer on. They've also tried to pin the destruction of the Guidestones on Coach Dave. So you get a buddy there in the sense that he's been attacked just like you've been attacked.
Wow. Well, tell him that I said God bless him and thank you for praying and for him standing for truth, and he's a patriot, and don't stop now. Get louder and more obnoxious.
Well, I may give him your phone number. Y'all can talk to each other. You got a lot in common.
All right. All right. All right.
I mean, he just doesn't quit. I mean, he's been in this battle stuck in like a bulldog. I mean, he started in this. Well, I've been radio almost 30 years. And Coach Dave said he listened to me many years ago before he ever got on radio himself. He said, I thought you were crazy. I heard Pastor Ernie Sanders. I thought he was crazy. Then I found out you two were leading the charge in the country. And he's come a long way. I'm going to tell you, this man is not afraid to stand up right in the face of death and tell him, this is where I stand. We're not backing up. And he said, I'll take partial blame for what happened to the Guidestones. I prayed him down. Well, I said, we prayed him down. The people did do
that. Amen.
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 Well, it's just about our time. And please, will you keep me informed what's happening in your life in case we need to talk about some more?
I sure will. And my husband Ryan's right here. I'm going to let him tell you, hey.
Okay. Hey, y'all, thank y'all so much for having my wife on, and we appreciate y'all.
Well, thank you, Ryan. God bless you both, and I'll be in touch, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay, love y'all. Bye-bye. Folks, back tomorrow night with Bob Crisco. We're going to talk a lot about C60. You want to hear about this. Wow, what a program. You'll have a wonderful night, and I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.